Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
I'm afraid you've come in the wrong way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is the old entrance. The visitor center's back out and around to the left.
Right, well, I'll wander over then.
Well worth it. Been through some amazing times.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
Come and see the real thing, come and see the real thing.
All liftoff, the clock is running.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Trying hard to understand.
Retro, go, I don't go. Nice, go.
Control, go.
Down, come.
Trying hard to understand.
T-minus 1 minute 35 seconds and counting. Ignition sequence start. Tower cleared.
Solid angular, go all the way.
Follow the end. Your trajectory and guidance are go.
Man is about to launch himself on a trip to the moon.
Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins.
Next stop for them, the moon.
The lunar age is about to begin.
So, when the Geiger counts down to zero, the three astronauts will take off in Apollo 11 from America. And the rocket will fly up to the moon like this and,
Landing module?
Landing module comes off and lands on the moon. And the astronauts are going to come out in their spacesuits. And you're going to get shot in the head by Martians with lasers.
Damien.
And their heads are going to explode. And you're going to fly back to Earth and kill everyone.
It's not going to happen.
It might.
Who's next, Graham? Just a minute, Graham. Melanie?
I haven't done the moon landing, miss.
Thank God.
I've made a model of the telescope and receiving dish in the town of Parkes. When astronaut Neil Armstrong lands on the moon, people all over the world will be watching television pictures provided by the radio telescope in Parkes.
Mr. Callan, the Prime Minister wants to see you.
Can it wait?
I don't think so.
What's it about?
He's just got off the phone to the White House.
You know who was on the phone just then?
No, sir.
The President of the United States, Nixon.
Sorry, sir, I wasn't...
Thanking me for allowing NASA to use our facility.
Yes, sir.
And something about an upgrade?
Right.
What the hell was he talking about?
There was a briefing document.
You know, I don't read those bloody things. Now, are we raising this in the House?
I think we should.
So what's this all about?
The President was referring to our radio telescope.
Oh, yeah.
Some months ago, NASA requested and you approved its use in the Apollo program, originally as a backup receiver.
Originally?
Well, they upgraded its role. When Apollo 11 gets to the moon, Parkes will now be the prime receiving station.
Meaning?
We've got the moonwalk.
Shit. The people in this place, they know what they're doing?
I believe so.
Bloody well hope so. Why'd they pick us?
Turns out it's the largest radio telescope in the Southern Hemisphere.
What's it doing in the middle of a sheep paddock?
Parkes Radio Telescope, or as we call it, the dish, will track Apollo 11 throughout its journey, gathering voice signals from the astronauts, telemetry from the spaceship, and then, most importantly, the TV signals from the moon itself. It's 210 feet in diameter, it weighs 1,000 tons, and can be moved to a point in virtually every direction. It's the most powerful receiving dish in the world.
In the world. Now, can I have their full names and specific roles?
Yes, this is Russ Mitchell. He's responsible for manoeuvring the dish. And this is Mr. Glenn Latham. Glenn's in charge of all the electronics.
Glenn's a Sagittarius. He enjoys knitting, flower arranging...
Mitchell, do not... Don't write that.
And from NASA, Al Burnett. Al's here to make sure that all the signals get back safely to Mission Control.
Enjoying your stay in Australia, Al?
Very much, sir. The people are all warm
and friendly. That's great. And you, Cliff, what's your official title?
Cliff Buxton, Director.
Or the Dishmaster.
Okay. I just need a few personal details. You married?
Yeah.
Glenn?
Fiancée, Janine Kellerman.
Mitch?
Local girl?
She's not my fiancée. I don't have a fiancée.
Married, two boys back in Houston.
And you, Cliff?
Married.
And just finally, I mean, no offense, but when you think about it, the Americans spend 10 years, billions of dollars to let us watch man walk on the moon, and in the end it falls to you blokes. I mean, how do you feel about that?
A lot better before you open your trap.
We feel confident that we have the expertise to complete our role.
But Cliff, I mean, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is amazing.
And so Australia finds itself a vital cog in this grand endeavor. Yeah. Only this morning, I conveyed to President Nixon my long-term interest and commitment to this project. It will be one of the proudest moments in Australia's scientific history. Yeah. And I thought it fitting to accept the invitation of the Mayor of Parkes to be there on Monday and witness firsthand our vital contribution.
Yeah. Now that is an RSVP.
The Prime Minister coming to Parkes.
I'm going to frame that.
It's the icing on the cake.
You know why this means so much to me?
It helps your political career.
No, Len.
Oh, it does, yeah. The PM standing with the candidate. That's what it's all about. Brown nosing, licking ass.
No, it's a vindication.
Oh. Oh, vindication.
Vindication of my campaign to get that dish here in the first place.
Ooh, that was an episode.
You know what people said when I proposed Parkes?
That you were grandstanding, that it was a self-serving stunt to big note yourself.
Who said that?
Oh.
They said I was a dreamer, a visionary.
Yeah, that's right.
Bob McIntyre, they said, you'll never pull it off. And now, which town is part of the Apollo 11 mission?
Honeysuckle Network, that's it.
Honeysuckle.
Roger, would you confirm that Parkes is all up and
figured? Apollo 11 is being ready for launch. NASA is completing final checks on its deep space network, the vast array of radio telescopes and cable links all over the world, including a number in Australia, that will allow communications with Apollo 11 on its historic journey.
The microwave appears in us and the composite signal straight to Sydney. I'll strip the TV, send it to Maureen.
Both receivers.
Sorry, go on. And the rest will be sent to demodulator Honeysuckle Creek for the biomet telemetry feeds. Can we send those on separate lines? Mitch?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Biomed, TM split feeds.
That's a big book you got there, Al.
Well done. What is it? No, these coordinates don't match. They've been changed.
You sure?
This is unacceptable. Glenn, come here.
What?
Every coordinate in this book has been changed.
Yeah. I changed them.
You what?
I changed them.
Why?
Because they were wrong.
Why were they wrong?
Don't know.
No. What about them was wrong?
Ah. Well, the figures NASA sent us were for the Northern Hemisphere. And we're in the Southern Hemisphere. I can change them back, but you'd be pointing in the wrong direction.
Glenn, it might be a good idea to tell us these things.
Oh, sure. I just didn't want to worry you. Cup of tea out?
Thank you.
I'll have one.
Thank you, Glenn. This is why we have to check and double check.
All of NASA's work.
Everyone's work, unless you have a problem with that.
No, I don't have a problem with that. I've got a problem.
Okay, Mitch. Let's just get on with it, shall we?
I'll unstow the dish.
I'm off!
Help!
Keith!
Major McIntyre!
Come on, son. I'm a long time out of uniform.
But you fought, sir, in a war, sir.
You'll get your chance.
I hope so, sir.
Kid's a cadet.
Keen?
Hello, Bob!
How's it going, Pearl?
Oh, Bob, busy as a bee. The whole town's a buzz.
The It looks like they're going to have something else to talk about soon. I can't say too much, but it looks like we might be getting a visitor.
The Prime Minister.
How did you...
My phone.
I told...
And the American Ambassador.
That woman. Can you keep it under your hat?
I don't think so.
Not to worry.
How are the boys at the dish?
They've said they're raring to go.
And the American chap, settling in?
I think so. Quiet fella.
Came in here yesterday, wanting pretzels.
Pretzels? Yep, it's a world event.
The Prime Minister.
Better get a jig along.
Hey, see you later.
See ya.
Last report, all systems were go at the Cape and the countdown proceeding to schedule.
Well, now, let's go back to Cape Kennedy and correspondent Red Turner.
Well, one thing that impresses me right now is that we've got excellent weather. Yesterday it was predicted that we would have some overcast and probably wouldn't see this launch much up.
The launch is definitely going ahead tonight.
And the ball is definitely going ahead Friday night. So can we get back to fixing the...
Oh, yeah, got another surge.
I could rumble right now. I hope we've got a couple of slow numbers.
Yes, Mrs. Beers.
We've got a new song too.
Who's it by?
James Hendrix.
Let's hear a couple of bars.
There's a slower version.
That is not to go above three.
Yes, Mrs. Spears.
Are you all right with the American anthem?
The what?
Adrian Holmes, are you telling me you haven't prepared the American national anthem?
How does it go?
You've got 48 hours.
I knew it the day he arrived. Now, NASA have sent him here. That's fine. They're renting the dish. But how about a bit of respect? Two-way street.
Honestly, Mitch, I wouldn't worry about it.
We're a professional unit.
Mitch. You right?
Sorry, mate. Still not flat enough, Glenn.
I'll give it a tweak.
Okay, better drop it down a couple of clicks, probably on NASA settings. We're senior members of the Department of Radio Physics. We're not mugs at this game. Oh, do you know what he asked me the other day? Do we have a dress standard? Can you believe that?
That is hard to believe.
Wish he'd gone home with the rest of them. What's his problem, do you reckon?
Well, perhaps he's just feeling the pressure.
Yeah, feeling the pressure. He's got to learn to relax.
I'll tell you a little secret, Mitch. He's not the only one.
We just got word from Houston. Let's go for launch.
Ha-ha! Kelsos! Now the party can start. Come on in.
Pick up the phone and I yell,
yeah, what?
And you know who it was.
The science minister. Who's for another devil on horseback?
Got families.
I know, it's extraordinary.
I wouldn't let my Don go to the moon.
I know exactly what you mean.
How do you reckon they go to the... up there?
I don't know. I suppose they just hold on.
4 days.
They're all looking forward to the dumps.
It's a ball, Gwen.
Well, they're not any big meals, just pills and stuff.
You can't hold on for 4 days, Lane.
I reckon they ought to try one of these and lock them up for a week.
And all is still go as we monitor our status for it.
How's it looking, Billy?
It's now full of liquid hydrogen.
Oh, can they fix that?
No, it means it's go for launch.
Oh, hydrogen.
What about the Prime Minister?
Oh, he'll be here on Monday.
For the lunch.
Lunch in Melbourne.
Man on the moon, eh?
Yep, we're part of it, Dad.
Out of it. We're slap bang in the middle of it.
And there could be a small announcement.
Really?
Of course, it's not official yet, but Bob's got the nomination for Parks. We're not telling anybody.
What's that?
Bob's got the nomination for Parks.
Bob?
Congratulations on the nomination. Bob, the nomination. Well done.
My!
Dad, they're talking about Parks!
Crikey!
Well, the signals from the radio telescope antenna at Parks will come in here over the Postmaster General's video system.
We're building a big new antenna in Australia.
Who's that, Bob?
Wilson Hunter. Bigwig from NASA. Good fella.
And we're building it here.
Dad looked after him. He's NASA's senior scientific representative.
That's what it's all about.
Sucking up to the bigwigs.
No, that's not it.
All
indications coming in to the control center at this time indicate we are go. Our status board indicates the third stage completely pressurized. T-minus 60 seconds and counting. We passed T-minus 60. 55 seconds and counting. All still go at this time. Neil Armstrong reported back when he received the good wishes. Thank you very much. We know it will be a good flight. Good luck and Godspeed. 40 seconds away from the Apollo 11 liftoff. All the second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still go with Apollo 11. 30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
Yep, guidance is internal.
12, 11, 10,
ignition sequence
9.
Starts.
Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Hey, we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on proper heading.
Roll complete and the pitch is programming.
Plus 30 seconds. Downrange 1 mile, altitude 3-4 miles now.
Godspeed.
Amen.
Velocity 2,195 feet per second.
Apollo 11 is now out over the Indian Ocean, approaching the western shore of Australia. And as you perhaps know, the crew will make 1.5 revolutions of the Earth.
News from the ABC, read by John Kelly. The Apollo 11 has had a perfect launching on its journey to the moon. The Saturn rocket rose on a pillar of orange-red flame from Cape Kennedy, right on time at 11:32 tonight, Eastern Australian time. The spaceship and the rocket's final stage are now orbiting
good
the Earth
morning,
before setting out in about 4 hours' time on the actual flight to the moon. Says, hello.
Morning, Marie.
You twinkle up above us.
3 hours after the blast
we off, we good morning, starshine. You lead us along, my love and me, as we sing. Our early morning sleep. Baby, 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 la 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 la.
Visitor entering compound, await identification.
You're being stupid, Rudy.
Visitor offering resistance.
You've got a gun.
Yeah. Official NASA requirement, armed security.
Does Mum know?
No. And don't you tell her either, Janine. She'll come here and she'll take it off me or something.
Come on, this is getting cold.
All right, I just got to sign you in. Janine! Entry authorized.
And a Bicky, too.
Hello, everyone. Morning, Mr. Buxton.
Well, if it isn't the most beautiful girl in parks.
Good morning, Mr. Burnett.
Thank you, Janine.
Morning, Mitch.
Janine.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, Janine.
I'll put extra cheese in yours.
Thanks, Janine.
You tiger.
Mitch.
Well, how's Mum?
Oh, she's good, Mr. Buxton. Getting ready for the ball. The whole town is over the moon. Oh. It's so exciting. The ambassador arrives tomorrow.
Oh, over the moon, yeah.
And the Prime Minister will be here on Monday. Oh, and on the news last night, they showed parks.
They showed the dish?
Mm-hmm. Everyone's so proud.
PKS, Houston Flight Control, GNC, waiting downlink frequencies.
PKS, roger that, Houston.
Was that Neil Armstrong?
No, we're not online at the moment, Janine.
Sorry?
Well, there's two major tracking stations. There's us and Goldstone.
Goldstone.
California.
And when the moon's on our side of the world, then mm-hmm. Parks is online. When it's on the other, then it's Goldstone, you see?
Right, but...
Why don't you explain it, then, Tom?
Okay.
Imagine the Earth is basketball.
This'll be good.
And on top of the basketball is, what's the thing you put the pump into?
The hole.
Yeah, but it's got a name. Oh, the valve. Well, let's say the valve is Goldstone, and on the other side is another valve.
Now, basketball's only have one valve.
Oh, well, what's something that's got two valves?
Tuba?
No, it's got to be round.
Tambourine.
But that doesn't have valves.
Coconut.
Let's just say it's a basketball with two valves.
I get it. When the Goldstone valve can't see Apollo 11, the Pike's valve can.
That's it.
Good work, Glenn.
But how do you know where Apollo 11 is?
Computer.
Wow.
20 seconds, it does what it used to take me 5 hours with a slide rule.
And a basketball.
And does the computer move the dish?
Mitch does that. Then the master...
I'm afraid we're going to have to get back to work. Thank you very much for the refreshments.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Thanks very much, Jimmy.
See you, love.
She's a lucky girl.
Yeah. Not much of a driver, though.
You should ask her out when all this is over.
Oh, boy, ask Janine out. I don't know, Cliff. I mean, you should see when she comes to the cricket club and everyone wants to talk to her and Gary Kenny. I mean, he's always calling. Wouldn't be surprised if they're going out, you know. I mean, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
What if she said no?
Well, sometimes you just got to take a risk.
Armstrong, Aldrin and Collins started their epic mission a little more than 19 hours ago. Where are they now, Kevin?
At the moment, the astronauts are 93,250 miles from Earth, and the moon is 146,750 miles ahead. If we look at it on this scale, which we should stress is not drawn to scale on Earth...
Pity they don't actually mention who got the dish here.
Oh, come on, love.
You've never got due credit, Robert McIntyre.
Oh, I've done all right, Maisie.
Please don't call me Maisie in front of the ambassador.
Huh? What do I care if some big-wig yank says that I love my wife?
Now, Bob, the blue or the lemon?
The yellow.
Lemon!
Come on, Maisie, give us a kiss.
What did I just say?
No idea.
Dad, if you get into Parliament, will you abolish the national draft?
Anything for you, sweetheart.
Dad, it's a political issue.
Oh. Leave it with me.
Cliff, but before, I don't want you and Mitch to think I'm holding on too tight.
Well, got a lot on your plate, Earl.
It's just that now that the teams have gone back, I'm responsible. Am I holding on too tight? There's a lot at stake, Al.
There's no guarantees, a lot of variables. We'll be right.
'56, '57, '58, '59, '60, '60-01.
Hold it there.
'62.
Glenn?
Nothing.
HGA?
Pre-limit.
Run APP prime.
Tenor pointing processor running.
Oh, we got a signal.
Glenn?
It's weak.
Pick it up, please, Mitch.
Azimuth, 85, 22, 24, 26, 28.
It's up.
90 dBm. Solid.
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston.
Okay, switching to AMI.
Tutorial control locked on. Variable rate?
2.5.
S-band antenna, AMI switch to the AMI position.
And hold it.
Acquisition of signal, we are go for command.
ETS Houston, NC.
Houston Network Control. Go ahead, Parks.
Standing by for handover.
Copy that, Parks. All stations, net 2, we are switching to PKS.
Roger, understand. Omni to Baker.
He's for Captain Say.
Manual.
Here 11, that was a good read back, and we'd like a crew status report, over.
Houston Apollo 11, the battery charging is complete, and the crew status report is as follows. PDR, BMD, LMD, negative medication, middle of the barrel, over.
Roger, copy 11, thank you much. We'd like you to verify the reading on your
own too. The moon city of the United States, Dr. Charles Berry, the astronaut's doctor.
Per seguire le fasi della passeggiata lunare di Armstrong e Aldrin.
We've all had some concern about whether they're going to be able to rest adequately.
There's a land man on the moon, and we're pretty sure now we know how to do it.
Is following the Apollo 11 mission with intense personal
interest.
Go ahead, Houston.
Can we have a CSM switch to high net rate, please?
130.
Roger, signal strength is negative 130. Solid lock on prime.
Stand by for UDB.
Uplink data buffer standing by.
What was that? Just a CSM switch, Al. Nothing to worry about. Won't be long. Take your time.
Can you run a verification of the projected plot points for the next handover?
Done it.
But not with the adjusted bearings. Stand corrected.
No, you're wrong.
You got a problem?
Yeah.
Mitch.
No.
You treat us like a pack of galahs.
That's a kind of parrot.
Just because I don't wear a tie and I don't spend all day with my head buried in a manual, that doesn't mean I'm a drongo.
That's a hopeless choice.
Yeah, I get the idea, Glenn. Mitch, I got nothing but complete respect for your capabilities. But appreciate the same in return.
Okay, Al, it's probably time to get along now.
You let me know if,
Don't worry.
Hi, Mr. Burnett. Guys, I've been calling you... All right. It's been switched off again. Testing 1-2, testing. Right.
What were you calling about?
What's that?
You've been calling. What were you calling about?
Oh, it's just the
routine call?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Mr. Buxton. It was the routine call. Anyway, I better get back to my post.
Are we all right to set up?
No, that's what I was calling about, is that there's a camera crew right downstairs, and entry's been authorised.
Ambassador's taking his time.
I'll still be at the motel.
You organise that fruit platter?
Yep, nice big one. Major McIntyre?
Keith?
Is Marie here, sir?
No, apparently the ambassador is a cultural imperialist.
Sorry, sir?
She's gone in. Be careful, son.
Yes, sir.
Boy's about to get a taste of war.
In a few days' time, we'll be watching television pictures from the surface of the moon. Could you explain to our viewers how these pictures will be received, Cliff?
Got a basketball?
When Armstrong emerges from the lunar landing module, he'll activate a small camera here, which will capture pictures of him descending the ladder and hopefully walking on the surface of the moon.
And these pictures, how will they make it back to Earth?
Carrier pigeon.
There's a small S-band transmitter on the top there, which will send the images back down to us.
It's certainly amazing technology. Will the entire...
Carrier pigeon.
We'll have to go again.
The ambassador of the United States. Can't get the lump out of my throat.
Should stop eating those party pies. You're right, Len. It is a big day for Parks.
It's a vindication.
Hey, here, Bob. Now, what do we call him, Your Excellency?
Turn it up, mate. He's not bloody royalty.
Oh, it's important, Bob. We're his first impression of Parks.
Mr. Ambassador, on behalf of the people of Parks, we welcome you to Parks.
Why, thank you, Bob. I can't call you Bob.
Absolutely, Mr. Ambassador.
Howard.
And this is?
Len.
G'day.
I mean, May, my wife May. She's the lemon.
Call Apollo 11 Houston. We recommend you accept the Mount 49. Continue through your sequence of sightings, and then we'll analyze the data afterwards. Over.
Okay.
Cliff?
Time for a cup of tea?
I haven't been treated like this since I was stripping harvesters. It's exactly what I expected. A pushy know-it-all who reckons the only people that can do a job properly are Americans.
I just think you're being a little unfair.
Cliff, what's happened to you in the last couple of years? I'm sorry that came out wrong. But this was always your dish. You were always the boss. You'd never let anyone else come in and run the place.
Well, we're part of a worldwide team on this.
Part of NASA.
And what's NASA?
Oh, it's money and equipment and everything else you ever needed on a plate.
No, Mitch. NASA's just a bigger bunch of us.
Cliff!
Have you thought about what's being attempted here?
Of course I have.
We are in the middle of the greatest feat ever attempted. This is science's chance to be daring. What are you doing? Standing around bitching.
Rudy?
Fellas? Janine dropped some food over from the dance.
Lovely.
Does that mean her and Glenn are down there by themselves?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Janine really likes Glenn.
Is that right?
Rudy, what's with the gun?
It's an official NASA installation, Mr. Buxton. We may need this. Don't worry about that either. I've tasted it.
What?
Food. Could have been tampered with. We can't take chances, guys.
Do you want a couple more?
Yeah, thanks, Cliff. I'm still starving. Leaving Sector A?
I thought the foyer was Sector A.
Yeah, it was. But now, you see, I've decided to go alphabetically from the top down. But that's not locked in yet.
Cliff. This whole thing. I can't believe I'm a part of it. Certainly can't believe Rudy's a part of it.
Me too.
Helen would have been proud.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, please remain upstanding for the national anthem of the United States of America.
Houston, confirm handover at 1700 hours.
Roger, PKS, copy 1700.
PKS out.
Where'd you get the chocolate?
Janine.
So,
I will, Cliff, I will, I promise. Yes.
And then the Prime Minister's people want to meet and greet, but I can't find the car keys. Just about to call a cab, and what do I see?
The keys hanging out of the car door. Why don't we all have a dance?
Killed lovely. Yeah,
keys were hanging out the door, Howard.
Not too racy.
Oh, no. Oh.
Marie?
What?
I was wondering if you'd like to dance.
Are you stupid?
No. Would you?
You're sure I wouldn't be in the way?
Oh, we'd be honored to have you visit.
Oh,
Sorry about that mix-up earlier, Howard.
No harm done, Bob. Sometimes I wish it was our national anthem.
Oh, beauty. You'll love this bloke.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among the stars.
He's from Brisbane.
Really? He's a little like Frank Sinatra.
If not better.
Hold my hand.
Oh, who's playing funny buggers? Shit.
Got Ray sorting it out. Copped another surge.
It's not that bloody pie warmer again, is it?
What's happening?
Blackout.
Control panel's dead.
Sorry, folks. Have it fixed in a jiffy.
Receivers.
Negative.
Demodulators.
No. Whole rack's dead. Everything's dead.
Hell.
What happened to the backup generator?
Shit. Sorry about that, Howard.
No trouble for me, Bob. As long as everything is fine out at the installation.
What? The dish? Oh, they'd have all that under control. Backup generator's the works. Still, I'll check with Al. Where's Al?
Lock.
What happened to the generator?
The fuel pump.
What about it?
Well, when I drained it, I forgot to prime the lines again.
You forgot?
It was...
Jesus, Mitch, how could you let that happen?
This is what happens.
Don't you dare!
Useless...
Switch to manual drive, so you've got a lot.
What's his position?
Come on!
I think the computer's wiped.
Oh, shit!
Are we stuffed?
Kinda.
Glenn?
Yep, we're stuffed.
What's that noise?
It's moving.
How?
ME must be chasing its own tail.
Shut it down, Mitch.
Yo, we're left over right.
Shut it down.
Far enough.
Are we sending anything?
Sydney OTC, this is Flight Control Houston. Are you receiving a signal from Parks?
Negative, Houston.
PKS Flight Control Houston here. Do you copy?
Flight Control, this is Parks. We copy.
Parks, we've lost your signal. Confirm status.
Houston, this is Parks. We still have a strong signal. Must be a relay problem.
Copy that, Parks. We'll look into it. Stand by.
Parks, standing by.
Cliff? That's bullshit. You just bullshitted NASA.
That's not good.
Oh. I bought us some time.
Let me get this straight. You've lost Apollo 11. Southern Hemisphere's prime receiving station has no idea where Apollo 11 is.
Yeah, it's on its way to the moon.
Computer can't lock us back on?
No, once it loses power, it loses data.
I thought we had an uninterruptible power source.
Well, no, it was designed as a UPS, but, you see, the generator didn't kick back in.
How come?
It just didn't, Al, that's all. Look, the power's back on, everything's under control.
Except we've lost Apollo 11.
Oh, except for that.
We still have the data. It just has to be programmed back in, that's all.
How long will that take?
Ben?
Hours? A day? Month? How long, Glenn?
Take a shot.
12? 24 hours? It's a lot of calculations.
Wait a second. If we're not relaying data, Houston would have noticed.
Well, as a matter of fact, they did call.
What'd you tell them?
I told them that the problem wasn't at our end.
You lied?
Bullshitted them.
We have to tell them, Cliff.
That we stuffed up.
Yes, that we stuffed it. Like, they stuffed the southern hemisphere coordinates. We call them. They give us a current position.
Tell us, we're no longer acquired.
Excuse me?
We're just a bunch of dickheads who can't even maintain a practice signal.
Cliff, I am telling you,
listen, Al, we can reprogram the system. We just need you to keep NASA off our backs for a while. That's all.
Cliff, I am NASA, and I'm saying we tell them what happened.
BKS Houston, NC.
Go ahead, Houston.
Spoken to INCO. Still no closer to finding this breakdown. Are you sure it's downstream?
BKS. Still online, Houston. Confirming loss of signal downstream.
Roger that, Parks. We'll maintain alternative feed.
Right done.
He bullshitted NASA.
Good man, Al. Right, let's get cracking.
I chose you for the one. I've never been more proud of being mayor of Parks than I was tonight. Plus, I'm about to go home to the prettiest girl at the dance. You look great in yellow.
Lemon.
Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Crikey. There'll be 10 or 15 press coming with them. They're not going to be mugs. All right. What if you come clean? Just tell NASA.
Tell them what?
That
we lost Apollo 11.
I wouldn't say that first.
What would you say?
Well, you know, hey, you'll never guess what happened.
Bob, it's Apollo 11.
What would they do?
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not exactly sure.
Pull the pin?
Well, not officially, but they might downgrade our role.
We'd lose the moonwalk. Try keeping a lid on that. This will be the punchline to a joke.
Who goes there?
It's just us, Rudy.
Okay. Who?
Cliff and Bob.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Rudy.
How are you?
Good. Fine.
Okay. Nighty-night.
We know roughly when they reappear, but not where.
Well, same place as yesterday.
Yesterday they were orbiting, now they're translunar. We're going to have to redo every angle from scratch.
That'll take forever.
Well, you can make it a two-body calculation, get an approximate fix, and then scan.
Yeah, that should do it.
I'll give you a hand with the figures.
Al, I found out what happened to the generator.
What?
I forgot to prime the fuel lines.
Well, things happen. Better get to work.
Look, if we come on stream tomorrow, it never happened.
You think you can do it?
I made a commitment to NASA, and I intend to fulfill it.
I haven't heard that tone for a while. You remember that night at my place? Trying to sort out the contract with that fella from NASA? What about this? What about that? 2 hours, and you finally speak. Gentlemen, this should be the contract. We agree to support the Apollo 11 mission. That was it. One sentence. They couldn't believe it. It was a wonderful moment.
But this isn't.
No, this is a shithouse moment.
Oh, who goes there?
You were confident.
I am. I was. Look, it's got to be within this range. right? But if we sweep here, maybe outside and we miss it, and if we sweep wider, well, we still might miss it.
You're confident about that.
And they stay in the command and service module until they reach the moon. And the rockets aren't even on.
Really?
And they just sit and wait.
Is that right?
Yeah, and this is the fastest man's ever travelled.
Go on.
Well, if you ask me, it's the biggest chauvinistic exercise in the history of the world.
That's why nobody asks you, darling.
There you go, Bob.
I'll go get my Saturn V rocket.
Yeah, here, go get it. Thanks, love.
Is everything all right at the dish?
Maisie, can you keep a secret?
No. What's happened, Bob?
What happens if we just split the difference?
Ship's moving too fast if we don't get an instant lock.
Okay, let's just call Houston and ask for the current coordinates.
Oh, great, which basically tells them we've been bullshitting for the
just
last...
Just tell them what happened.
What, that we stuffed up and then lied about it? Gee, that'll go down well.
I don't think it will.
Morning, everyone. How's it going?
Good.
Oh, you were on the news again last night. Is everything all right? Glenn?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes, Glenn was just checking some stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I better let you get to it. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, not at all, Janine, really. Thanks for bringing the food back.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, what do you want to do?
Let's just give this a little more thought.
Sector G, come in.
Let me just try something.
Not now, Rudy.
You've got a visitor. It's the ambassador of the United States of America.
Oh, God.
Is this thing working?
Just a minute, Rudy.
Roger that, Sector G. Confirm Sector A. Hold on.
Well, he asked to visit last night. Didn't think he'd come so soon.
He's here.
Space nut knows everything about Apollo 11.
You know where it is?
Let's make this brief. Send him up, Rudy.
Roger that.
This is the main control panel. That moves the dish up and down, and that's your sideways movement. It's incredible. You can actually pinpoint a tiny spaceship thousands of miles away and lock onto it. Pretty much.
The ambassador didn't sign in, but I've let it go. I didn't want to pull rank or anything, you know.
Now, correct me, but the other facilities down this way, Northwest Cape and Honeysuckle Creek, they also have voice and telemetry, yes?
That's right, sir.
But when it comes to TV, yours is the only dish large enough? There's nobody else?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Where do you get them glasses? Sir, I'm afraid that we're entering overlap now.
Oh! So you'll be getting transmissions?
Yeah.
You'll be able to hear Armstrong talking to Houston?
Yeah, just by hitting a couple of buttons there.
Oh, let's do that.
Sure. Okay,
if I don't think...
No, you're right. I don't think...
A brief listen, and then I'll go.
Not a problem. I'll just have to reorient the... Al? Cliff, if you could patch the audio in from Mezzanine 3.
Columbia, Houston. Guidance system's okay. You're still go for auto.
Copy that.
Telemetry reports that O2 and CO2 are okay and steady.
And biomed telemetry is now reading your...
Vital statistics as being adequate within the limits.
Copy that.
Neil, we have you currently at...
124,000 nautical miles from Earth and an approach velocity of 32,000 feet per second.
Copy that.
Columbia, Houston, we might just want to get back to work.
Copy that.
Is that you, Neil? I repeat, this is Sector A. Is that you, Mr. Armstrong?
Must be across land from Honeysuckle Creek. So we're really going to have to get back to work now.
Oh, understood.
I'll see you out.
I'll just move the dish.
Incredible. That was a true highlight.
I was going to say good luck, but after what I've seen here this morning, you gentlemen don't need it.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Buxton, you never guess what happened.
Later, Reddy.
Should I get him to sign his wife?
What I just did, that's got to be a felony.
Right, let's find the ship.
Impersonating a person in orbit.
Ben?
Moving target. Everything's moving. If we had a point of reference, maybe we could, you know.
All right, so we take a punt. Choose a sector, arc that.
Still a long shot.
I thought you said you were confident.
I know where Apollo 11 is. It's on its way to the moon. That's your point of reference. They've gone 150,000 miles. They've got to be within 3-4 degrees.
Yeah. It might be okay.
I think it might be okay.
Yeah.
So, we can rub this out? There's your moon.
Have a fish around, Mitch.
Sixty-seven thirty-one.
We've got a signal. It's Apollo 11.
Definite?
2.28.
Tin can. Glenn.
Yep, signal lock.
CKS Houston, net 2.
Houston, CKS.
Parks is online.
Copy that, Parks. And copy. We're receiving your signal.
Switching to Master Equator.
And with 15 minutes to spare.
It's just enough time to go check the generator.
That's great news, Cliff. Look, I got a dash. Look, I appreciate the call. What? Yeah, bye.
Major McIntyre!
Keith! What?
Oh, I just wanted to ask Marie something.
Fire when ready.
Marie, it's Keith. I just wondered if you'd like to watch the moon landing with me on Monday. What's that?
I think that's a no. You're a brave lad.
Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Roger, go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
11, this is Houston, you are go for LOI, over.
Roger, go for LOI. Houston, Apollo 11, you want to give me a time check, please?
I'll give you a mark at 13 minutes and 30 seconds to ignition.
Roger.
Roger out. Apollo 11, this is Houston. All your systems are looking good going around the corner. We'll see you on the other side. Over.
Roger.
We'll orbit the moon in preparation for its historic descent to the lunar surface on Monday afternoon.
That's all we need to know.
Follow along.
Ah,
thank you.
Now, the boys give you a tour?
Oh, yes.
Very impressive facility.
And you actually heard Neil Armstrong?
I had the privilege.
How did he sound?
Like he was next door.
Was a day and a half.
I'll be 52 on Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
52 years and half of them in radio telescopes mapping the stars. And then this came along.
Your pipe?
No, the moon mission. Do you know what I thought when it first came up?
Your beauty?
I thought, imagine stuffing that up. Isn't that odd?
What?
Well, then I was more scared than excited.
I don't think that's odd. I feel like that all the time. How come you changed?
My wife said something. She said, failure is never quite so frightening as regret.
Oh, that's good advice.
Yeah, pretty good.
I wish someone had told me that.
God bless you, Glenn.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why.
When I said I was sorry about, I guess I meant I was sorry for everything.
Oh, Mitch, that's nice.
No. When you first arrived, I felt a little, I don't know, it's like you're this hotshot from NASA and I'm some dumb country kid running around with the arse falling out of me, Dax.
Thanks.
The point is, I was wrong.
You know, Mitch, I never thought of you as a guy with the ass falling out of his,
Dax?
Dax. Not everyone at NASA is a hotshot college genius. Probably the guy most admires from one horse down in Ohio.
And what's he do?
Tomorrow he's going to walk on the moon.
Who's the guy?
Armstrong. You know, it would have been okay to tell Houston. You know, things go wrong there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Mission control still turns blue before every launch from 50 people holding their breath. You have any idea how many rockets blew up on the pad before we put men inside them?
Oh, that's a while ago, isn't it?
6 weeks ago. Testing the lunar landing module. 10 simulations without a hitch. On the 11th, the controls jammed, it crashed and burned.
Strength. Any idea why?
No, we still have no idea why.
Well, let's hope 11 isn't an unlucky number.
We pray also for those three brave souls who, as we speak, are taking the first steps in exploring God's great universe. And for the many technicians and scientists whose efforts contribute to this brave endeavor.
You think this Apollo 11 thing's big here? You should hear what's going on in the States.
Really?
What were you saying last night, Hammond?
You shouldn't drink so much. You'll excuse me.
He was round for dinner last night.
Imagine two basketballs, right? And one of them's there, and one of them's there, and there's a valve on top.
So they're not going to be televising the whole time?
Wouldn't have thought so, no.
Bounces off the basketball, and then it bounces off the Goldstein one.
Maybe
right?
I'll this is why sneak around the back of a rocket and have a...
I reckon it depends on whether they're doing a number. Number.
When was that, Ray?
Oh, we're just having a chat about the television coverage.
Oh, yes. Listen, whereabouts around here can I take a...
Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
Thanks for bringing the sandwiches.
Oh, thanks for fixing my bumper bar.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Janine, I was one.
You first.
No, you.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. What about you?
Nothing.
Has he asked her out yet?
Well, this is painful.
No, I really like weekends too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like Fridays because you're always looking forward to the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say before?
Nothing. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Do you want to go out Friday night?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Did you just say, do you want to go out Friday night?
Maybe.
Love to go out Friday night.
Oh. With me?
Yes.
Righto then.
Righto then.
You ask her out?
I'm not sure.
Cliff, I had a chat to Al this morning.
Really?
Yeah, he's not such a bad bloke. You should give him a chance.
You'll be right for a couple of hours?
Yeah, we'll be right.
If you've got any problems...
I'll call Rudy.
Have some more. That's prime Park's lamb.
I've got enough.
Plenty more where that came from.
I'll just have the vegetables. Yes, dear. Cliff.
This is wonderful, mate.
Just so glad you could get away.
Well, the boys have got it under control.
So when are you up?
Not till 4.
So tomorrow's the big day.
I'll be in well.
Man on the bloody moon, eh? Gravy?
Oh, I think it's extraordinary sending men off into the galaxies as the whole world watches. Certainly takes your mind off our trivial concerns. Elbeth.
The whole school's going to be watching it.
Oh, I think every school's going to be watching it. What are they estimating out?
I believe it's 600 million, Bob.
600 million? 600 million. Peas?
And do the people in India get to watch it?
Yeah, but all on the one telly.
I'm serious.
Far too serious, darling.
How are they actually going to film in?
Cliff?
No, okay.
There's a boom on the outside with a camera. Once Armstrong's out of the module, he'll pull a ring and it'll swing out.
And is there an antenna on the roof?
Transmitter, Dad.
Wait, Billy, it's about the size of that bowl there.
Pumpkin?
Yes, please. All this effort for television.
When NASA first came here, they hardly mentioned television.
Interesting change, isn't it? I'm still not sure what's more important to get back safely, the astronauts or the pictures.
How lovely. Elbo,
can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this mission being funded by the CIA?
Not entirely.
Really?
How do they know they won't sink when they land?
Oh, good Rocky. Lord!
Well, we actually know a great deal about the moon. Soil composition, density, the gravitational force. There aren't too many mysteries.
If we know so much, why go?
Well, there is one thing that we don't know.
What's that, Cliff?
Whether we can get there.
Albert.
Well, let's start. Man on the moon or no man on the moon, we've still got to eat. You really like that. straight back to work, eh? Well, it's all go.
Man, that roast lamb was magnificent.
I bet you don't get that in Houston.
No.
Well, we can't have you wasting away.
Thank you. Thanks very much, mate. It's been quite a while since I've had a good roast.
Oh, Cliff.
Billy.
Good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you, Anne Marie. It was an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Really?
Really.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine. Had the Prime Minister on the news this morning.
Could he just shut up about it? Do you ever those moments when you wonder what the hell are we doing in the middle of the Apollo 11 mission?
Well, never mind, Bob. They'll probably knight you for this.
Won't they hit me?
Dad?
Hey. About fights! Quick march! The boy's not a soldier, he's a kamikaze.
Grinning a bit.
What?
Nothing. What? Oh, you've had a smile on your face all day.
What's... No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
All right. How was lunch?
Actually, it was wonderful. I think we had an entire sheep.
Glenn,
Rudy's on the way. All in order?
Yeah, I'm just going to check the receivers.
I'll do.
All right, I'll stow the dish.
I'll take a hayride.
Yep.
Hayride. It's a hayride. When it's down like this, we can't get up through the course. That's it's just as quick to go for a ride.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, Mitch. And yet, strangely, this is not in the manual.
Mm-hmm. Curious oversight, wouldn't you say?
It's good what you said at lunch.
Yeah.
The only thing we don't know is whether we can get there.
It's easy to forget.
Before I left Houston, the scientist had planned all these experiments for Armstrong to do. Rock samples, measuring radiation. Flight director put his foot down, so they say to him, well, you tell us. Once Armstrong gets to the moon, it's the most important thing he should do. FD says, get off it.
Well, I guess that would be number one.
I kind of felt for him, you know. To be honest, there's really only one thing I want to say. Something about putting a footprint on the moon.
Makes our spirits soar.
Exactly. You come up with that?
Actually, I'm ashamed to say I didn't. It was my wife. She died last year.
I'm sorry to hear that, Claire.
She was so excited by all this. It made me realize that I should be excited, too. And I am. The only thing is, she's not here to share it. Still, there it is. Hold it there. Then.
Yep.
Strength.
Negative 140. Intermittent lock and prime.
Do you want me to...
No. Glenn, run AGC.
Auto gain control running. Yep. Negative 90. Solid lock. We're on clip.
Switching to ME.
Got it.
All yours, Al.
Houston, net 2, PKS.
Houston, net 2.
Parks is online.
Roger, Mike, would you confirm that thruster B3 and C4 are off, over. C4 is B3 is up, and I've got my roll jets back on now. And you have a maneuver, right? Will be shortly, Neil. Follow 11, Houston, we are go for undocking, over. Roger, understand. Eagle, Houston, we see you on the steerable, over.
Roger, Eagle, Van Dyke.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings.
Roger. Roger, Neil, we got a, if you'll give us poo and data, we got the loads for you. Can we rig you now? You're a go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand.
Landing module has entered its fifth and final hour.
and according to the Flight Control Center at Houston, the status is still go for a landing. We believe the Eagle module is in the final critical stages before touchdown. So just repeating, in a matter of minutes, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin will attempt to land on the surface of the moon.
Rudy? Rudy?
Rudy, Sector 5A, D, E. Rudy, over.
They're about to land, mate.
Eagle Houston, after yaw around, angles, S-band pitch, minus 9R, yaw, plus 1-8. Roger, you're a go to, you go to continue power descent. You're a go to continue power descent.
They landed?
Roger, understand. Almost. Go for landing, 3,000 feet. You're looking great. 2,000 feet. Into the ag, 47 degrees. Roger. 47 degrees. Your go. Got alarm.
Did he say alarm?
1201. 1201. Roger, 1201 alarm.
1201 executive overflow. Computer's overloaded.
We're going to abort.
Okay, we're go. We're go. Same type. We're go.
Jesus, they got with it.
723. 540 feet, down at 15. 1050 feet, down at 4. Altitude, velocity, light. 3.5 down, 220 feet. 5 forward, coming down nicely, 200 feet. 4.5 down, 5.5 down. 100 feet, 3.5 down, 9 forward. 875 feet, guys looking good, down a half. 6 forward. 60 seconds. Lights on. Forward.
Two.
Forward.
I think so.
40 feet down, 2.5. Picking up some dust. Face shadow. 4 forward, drifting to the right a little.
30 seconds.
It's definitely a fuel call.
What?
30 seconds of fuel left.
Contact light. Okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We got you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, 30 seconds of fuel.
So what happens now? Oh.
Sleep break. It's a good idea.
Just confirmed. Armstrong and Aldrin are on the moon. Both men preparing now for EVA. Scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon.
Extravehicular activities.
Huh? Live on
the moonwalk.
Oh.
Around the world.
Hi.
Jeffrey, can you
they get rid of that hydrogen?
Dad, so they needed that for fuel.
Well, if this is the astronaut and this the lunar module, I must stress these are not to scale.
Marie, the Prime Minister's on his way. He's a fascist. I beg your pardon. Bob, speak to Marie.
Job on step Marie. The moon surface will be to collect some rock samples.
Here at the CBS News Space Center.
And, I might just shut that.
What? Wind.
Glenn's onto the Bureau.
It's a blowing.
15 knots.
And we're rated to...
30.
So we're fine.
For now.
Come on, Glenn. And if it goes above 30?
If it goes above 10, we stow the dish.
That's pointing up. We gotta be pointing east. We understand that, Al.
Duty forecaster says it doesn't make sense.
Great.
Did you say anything else?
Just hello and goodbye. Very polite.
Thirty knots can't be the absolute max.
No, it's a theoretical max.
So it's never been tested.
No.
So now the dish can take more than
we don't know.
Quite frankly, I don't want to know. There's 1,000 tons above that azimuth track.
That's not good.
All right, let's just. We've got 9 hours till they walk. This thing blow itself out by then.
Yeah, I reckon it could.
Yeah?
Cliff? Bob? Just ringing to say good luck. Oh, hang on. There in a minute! It's a bit breezy this morning. That wouldn't affect... Right. What happens then? Oh, I see. So, you reckon?
Yeah. Crikey.
It's a special day, Bob.
Yep.
Prime Minister arrived in Tugs, where he was greeted by United States Ambassador Mr. Howard Hutfield, along with local dignitaries and townspeople eager to watch the historic lunar landing.
This is Cliff Buxton, the director of the facility.
Oh, yeah?
Governor General, that was the official opening.
Why did they decide to build a thing here?
If I may, Bob? Weather, Prime Minister. Park says the sort of stable climatic conditions conducive to the operation of large-scale radio telescopes.
Fire.
We've hit 30 knots.
Then get back to the bureau, will you?
Sure.
What's up?
Relax, Rudy.
What's the bell for?
Let's just know it's windy.
Oh, geez, I could have told you that. It's blowing a bloody gale outside.
Well done with all this.
Oh, well, the ladies helped with hanging all these.
No, Apollo 11. Your dish.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
And congratulations on getting the nod. Party needs performers.
How are they going out there?
Oh, good, good. Perfectly.
We sit here in our asses for five bloody days, not a breath of bloody wind. And then on cue, out of nowhere, just when it's our turn, a bloody cyclone decides to park its ass in us. Sorry, lads. I'm just going to check some bloody thing.
Yeah, it's all going well. Obviously, nothing's foolproof. There's always limitations. Well, there are no guarantees, all things considered. Life, I guess.
You're joking, aren't you, McIntyre?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's fine.
You know, McIntyre, we have a saying in the party. You don't fuck up.
Eh?
That's it. What?
They're gonna walk early. Armstrong's overruled the sleep break.
Armstrong's overruled it?
Just told NASA we don't want to sleep, we want to walk.
I like that Armstrong, he goes for it.
Rudy! When do they walk?
Soon.
Now. So we're off the hook?
No. Goldstone are having relay problems. They want us up from the start.
How? We don't even see the moon until 1 o'clock.
12:56.
Well, whatever. Come 12:56, if Armstrong hasn't walked, this dish got to be pointed at the moon.
Okay, Rudy. From now on, this place is locked down. I don't care who turns up, no one gets in. You understand?
Yes, sir. We're going to have to move this dish, Glenn.
There is a safety issue, Al.
I understand that.
We're under no obligations in these conditions.
Mitch, what will happen?
Don't know.
What do you think will happen?
It's a big sail area. The wind grabs hold of it.
We wait.
Come on. At they're going early. It could happen any moment. Come on, quickly. You'll miss it.
I'd do the same. If I just landed on the moon, I wouldn't want to be sleeping.
Like telling a kid to sleep in Christmas morning, I had.
More tea, Prime Minister?
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Bob, they're going early.
Yeah, I know.
Are you all right?
I am now.
Sorry?
Goldstone can take the pictures.
Goldstone?
Cliff can't move the dish in this wind.
Good Lord.
But hopefully it'll die down. They'll be able to use us later.
Oh.
Still, it would be nice to have been there from the start.
Bob, it doesn't matter what pictures are caught by who. We're part of the team. That's the most important thing right now.
Yeah, you're right, Maisie.
A shirt, Bob.
No. Oh. At least the boys at the dish will be able to relax for a while.
Mitch?
Getting worse. It's gusting to 50.
Can't move this dish.
PKS Video, Houston TV, Net 2.
PKS Video, go ahead.
We still got relay problems with Goldstone. It looks like we need you as a prime receiver.
Prime?
Well, the signal between Goldstone and Houston is dead.
It's gone to ground somewhere, and it's currently still go for walk.
Roger, Houston. We'll advise when in position.
Roger, PKS. As soon as possible, please.
Bluff?
Glenn, come in. Mitch, talk to me.
It's shaken like this in the upright position.
Yeah, what are you saying?
It's not designed to take these sort of forces. If the main structure...
Wait. Watch what you're saying.
Well, it could collapse.
Man's about to walk on the moon.
And he still will.
But no one's gonna see it.
Al, let's be clear about this. There are 5 lives at risk here. I'm responsible for those lives. Now, most people would say that's sufficient reason not to move the dish.
And everyone will accept that. But will you? You were right, Cliff. This is science's chance to be daring. If we don't move this dish now, it may as well be rubble.
Al,
I still think 11's a lucky number.
Glenn.
What? Sometimes you gotta take a risk.
All right. Let's do it.
I like that Cliff, he goes for it.
From north to south, they came from near and far to witness man take to the sky in search of moon and star. But ponder this as rockets fly.
Jesus. 65 miles an hour.
Keep going, Mitch.
When Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, the lunar surface near.
Jeffrey, what's happening now?
Well, from the voice transmissions, we can tell Armstrong has commenced his evacuation. So we can expect television pictures at any moment.
Christ, the hell was that?
Drive cog must have slipped a few teeth.
Either that or Junaid's trying to park.
Stick with it, Mitch.
I'm staying, mate, whatever happens.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
It's out of the way.
Roger, Neil.
It's outside.
Okay, stand by, Neil. Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston. 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS. All systems go, over. Houston, amazing, keep down, all right. Houston, Roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TV.
And we're in position.
Goodbye.
Grant?
Nothing.
This Neil, radio check. Neil, this is Houston, loud and clear. Break. Buzz, this is Houston. Radio check and verify TV circuit breaker in. Roger, TV circuit breaker's in. Read back clear.
Parks, please advise status.
PKS in position, signal. Negative.
A little close on the...
Glenn?
Moon's still not high enough.
You're lower, Mitch.
I'm at 60.03. Next stop's concrete.
Offset feed. Right,
offset.
Okay, that's good. Okay, you want this bag?
Come on.
Got it. And we're getting a picture on the TV.
Man will then have traveled far.
It's Armstrong.
But not so far from home.
Thanks, pretty.
But I've got another 2 verses.
Man's about to walk on the moon.
Oh.
You got a good picture, huh? There's a great deal of contrast in it. We can make out a fair amount of detail.
That's Armstrong. On the moon.
Okay, would you verify the position opening I ought to have on the camera? Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay, I just checked getting back up to that first step. Its strut hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
A pretty good little jump.
Glenn, switch back to main axis.
I'm at the foot of the ladder.
Fine.
The lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. I'm going to step off the lamb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Oh, that looks beautiful for anyone.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of United States.
He's on the moon!
Hello, mate.
Very pretty out here.
Thank God for that hydrogen, eh?
Are you getting a TV picture now, Houston?
You betcha.
Neil, yes, we are getting a TV picture. You're in our field of view now.
Okay, I'm on the top step. It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next.
You've got 3 more steps and then a long one. On the front landing gear of this lamb. It says, "Dear men from the planet Earth, first set foot upon the moon, July 1969, AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States."
This is Houston reading you loud and clear, over.
You loud and clear, how's it going?
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully.
Great.
I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit. How is the quality of the TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike, it really is.
Bob, it's a wonderful day for Parks.
Phil, take the pictures.
The President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you, over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House.
Pictures. That came from us. You bloody beauty!
Bloody fantastic! Here's the part.
The lunar age has begun.
500 million people gathered in TV sets around the world to wait for the first Earthling to set foot.
The date's now indelible. It's going to be remembered as long as man survives. July 20th, 1969.
This has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens
well done, guys.
Have become a part of man's world.
What sector is Rudy again?
A.
Copy that, Sector A.
Well done, Mr. Armstrong.
Roger, Columbia, this is Houston, reading you loud and clear on Omni Charlie. The crew of Tranquility Base is back inside their base. Everything went beautifully. Over.
Hallelujah.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston, over.
Roger, go ahead.
We'd like to say from all of us down here in Houston, and really from all of us in all the countries and in the entire world, we think that you've done a magnificent job up there today. Over.
Thank you very much. It's been a long day.
Thanks, Bernie. The official telegram will go to your prime minister. Congratulate personnel of Parkes Radio Telescope Facility for their outstanding support of man's first lunar surface expedition, signed C. Charlesworth, Apollo 11 flight director. Well, we did it, hey guys?
Yeah, we did, huh?
Good work, Mitch. Well done.
Thanks, Cliff.
Congratulations, Al. Good on you, Glenn.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
And happy birthday, Cliff.
Thanks, Brent.
This should be the contract. We agree to support the Apollo 11 mission.
Extraordinary.
Everyone's so proud.
Men off into the galaxy.
If ever those moments you wonder what the hell are we doing in the middle of the Apollo 11 mission?
Something about putting a footprint.
It inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one.
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm really going to have to ask you to go back and in through the public entrance.
I'm very sorry.
Tours leave on the hour.
Well, maybe not today, but you never know. I might come back another time.
Oh, I'd do it. People get quite a buzz from being up there. Do I know you, sir?
No, I don't believe so.
You look familiar.
Well, I better be off.
Right, sir. Back out and round a little bit.
his car.